Let's start here.
I am 8 years old and I live in New York City. My question is, how is electricity made?
The answer to all those questions is magic. Next topic. Just kidding.
My name is Waffles.
That's what I said, Western Omelet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know it hurt trees to lean against them. I won't do it again.
Welcome to this week's episode of the WVXU Discovery Podcast, Start Here. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Get set for a quick overview and sample of three podcasts today, two national and one locally produced, to help you navigate the ever-growing world of the podcast phenomenon. Plus, we're introducing the all-new Start Here Blast weekly e-newsletter. You'll get a personalized email with a podcast we feature on Start Here. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email from the bottom of the page. Also, now you can rate Start Here on iTunes. And if you're a fan, a 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. So don't forget to rate us on iTunes today. And now, with special thanks for technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support by Connor Eldridge, it's time to Start Here. As part of our New Year's celebration this week on Start Here, we'll be looking at some podcasts that are fun for the whole family. And if one of your resolutions is to make more family time, these podcasts are a great place to start. First up is Brains On. Brains On is a science podcast from American Public Media for both kids and curious adults. Each week, host Molly Bloom welcomes a different kid co-host to chat about what they find interesting and how it works. You and your family can learn side by side as Brains On dives into the world of science, finding out about anything from how mountains are formed to how a cut heals into a brand new skin. The podcast often brings on scientists or experts in that day's field and is part sponsored by the National Science Foundation, so you know you're getting the best, most up-to-date information. Here's a clip from a recent episode of Brains On called High Voltage. In this episode, Molly and her co-host explore how electricity gets to your house every day. They talk about the process of generating and transporting electricity, life without it, and its history as a rivalry between Thomas Edison and Nikola Tesla. Here we listen to the questions sent in by some Brains On listeners and hear a bit of the complicated but exciting answer.
My name is Jonah. I am 8 years old and I live in New York City. My question is, how is electricity made?
The answer to all those questions is magic. Next topic. Just kidding. The real answer is very cool, maybe even cooler than magic.
When we talk about electrical power, we're talking about the flow of electrons through wires. When you plug something into a socket, you are tapping into that flow.
When you plug in a lamp, for example, the flow of electrons goes into one of the prongs of the plug. It goes through a cable connected to that prong. That cable brings the flow to the tiny wire in the light bulb. That's the part called the filament. And that wire gets so hot, it gives off a glow. The electrons keep flowing through it, and then they pass down another cable, back out the other prong of the plug, and back into the socket.
It's always a closed loop. So the electricity has to go through something and back to the socket to work.
We call this a circuit.
But electricity doesn't start at your socket.
In most cases, it starts dozens or even hundreds of miles away. It zips through cables to your home in less than a second. Let's break this down.
The first step usually happens at a power plant. We call it generation.
Generation!
Yep, generation means making the electricity. Most electricity in the United States, for instance, is made by something called thermal generation.
Thermal? Oh, it sounds like a thermometer.
Right, it means relating to heat.
Thermal generation.
Basically, with thermal generation, you start by using heat to make steam.
You can get steam by burning wood, coal, or gas to heat up water.
Nuclear reactors get steam by taking super hot nuclear materials and dunking the materials in water.
Once you have steam, you send that gas through a series of blades called a turbine.
A turbine is like the opposite of a fan. Instead of the fan spinning and blowing air at you, you push a gas through the fan, and that turns the blades.
Next, the spinning turbine powers something called a generator.
Generator!
This is where you actually generate electricity.
Generators are where the mechanical energy from the moving turbines is converted into electrical energy.
They use magnets to manipulate magnetic fields. Those fields push the electrons around, sending them down the wires.
And thus, we have the electrical power!
A sample from Brains On with Molly Bloom. Anyone, not just kids, can learn from Molly and the kids of Brains On through WVXU's Podcast Central. Next up, we have a new comedy podcast series for kids featuring a dog and a cat with competing podcasts. It's called This Podcast Has Fleas, and it's easy for both kids and parents to enjoy. With talented voice acting from such names as SNL's Jay Farrow, Alec Baldwin, and Eugene Merman from Bob's Burgers, This Podcast Has Fleas is sure to entertain everyone who listens. It chronicles the escapades of Jones the cat and Waffles the dog as they navigate the daily dramas in the life of a pet, like trips to the vet, new pets in the household, and time spent home alone. The show is well-produced and is guaranteed fun for the whole family. Here's a sample from a more recent episode of This Podcast Has Fleas titled Vet Escape. Jones the cat and Waffles the dog are thrust unwillingly into a car ride to the vet's office and have to work together to prevent the vet from carrying out her evil deeds. Here Jones welcomes Waffles to his podcast to argue about what forced them to go to the vet in the first place.
Hey, cat lovers! I had some time to think, and the show must go on.
Did you need me for this? I was gonna go make a celery protein power shake.
Oh, you're gonna wanna see this, Benster, because we have in studio today a very special guest. Put your paws together for the animal whose big screw-up is the reason I'm going to the vet. Here she is, Flapjack the dog.
Glad to be here and all, but my name is Waffles. And hey, what's up with the booing?
Hey, I can't help it if my cat audience doesn't like you. Settle down, kitties, settle down. All right, first question. As you know, cats have 9 lives, and you just ruined one of mine. How does that make you feel?
Hey, all I did was have a bellyache. It's not my fault.
Well, you could have kept it to yourself instead of moaning and groaning all day.
Well, maybe I was moaning and groaning because you're always messing with me and calling me the wrong name. Ever think about that?
Hey, guys, let's just try to relax a little.
When have I ever called you the wrong name, yogurt cup with granola?
See? You just did it right there. That was it. My name is Waffles.
That's what I said, Western Omelette.
Maybe we should go outside, get some fresh air.
You know what? I hope the vet has a shot to fix your memory problem.
Or maybe they have some medicine to fix your poor judgment problem. Because time after time, you make the dog choice, which could also be called the malum choice if you speak Latin, but you're not bright enough to speak Latin. Meow! 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 Meow!
Meow! Meow! Benny?
Yes, I carry an air horn. I never wanted to use it, but you left me no choice. How many listeners do you think want to hear you two fight?
A couple?
7?
0. Trust me. I've been listening to it every day, and it's more than my tiny little rodent heart can take. I mean, for once, can you two figure out a way to work together?
Could you explain what you mean by working together?
Yeah, I'd be curious to hear more on that.
You know, cooperation, teamwork. I mean, just brainstorming here. Maybe you two could figure out some way to escape the vet?
Ooh, a vet escape.
Sounds dangerous.
But kind of exciting.
I'm in!
A clip from the podcast, This Podcast Has Fleas, from WNYC. Catch up on the adventures of Waffles and Jones and all their furry friends on This Podcast Has Fleas, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Our local podcast is an original fairy tale podcast series for the whole family. April 8, Songs and Stories creates a wonderful magical world of gnomes, fairies, and trolls for you and your children to explore together. Each episode tells the story of unlikely heroes embarking on grand adventures that are fun, funny, and full of life lessons. The songs and the stories are all original, so you and your kids will never grow tired of the tales of magic and adventure. Many episodes offer sing-along songs and activities that you and your kids can do together, making the show an even more immersive experience. And April 8 assures you that your kids will be saying, "Play it again," every time you listen to an episode. Here's a clip from an installment of April 8's Songs and Stories called Sander and the Lost Giant. This episode follows Sander, a little boy in search of adventure with his dog Birdie. Here, after wandering through the snowy woods for hours and hours, Sander and Birdie come across a large, mythical creature.
Sander was a little deeper into the forest than he'd really meant to go. His footprints were over here, but then again, they were over there, too. And the snow was still falling, and it was filling up all the footprints and making them disappear. Everything looked the same under that fresh blanket of snow, and he had not really been paying much attention to where he was going for a while. Sander stopped to take a minute, and he leaned up against a giant oak tree with gnarled bark and long branches all covered in deep snow. He needed to catch his breath and make a plan. Birdie was sniffing all around the bottom of the tree, suspiciously. Birdie, calm down. Everything's okay. Don't you worry. I'll get us back home. And suddenly, a voice said,
Ouch!
What was that? Sander looked around. He didn't see anyone. Birdie barked. Bark, bark, bark! Sander leaned back against the tree again.
Ouch!
Came the voice again. Birdie barked again. Bark, bark, bark! Bark, bark, bark! Sander stood up straight. Hello? He called out suspiciously. Where are you?
I'm right here.
Sander looked around, but he still didn't see anyone.
Right here. You're standing on my foot. Ouch!
Well, Sander stepped away from the tree. No one was there.
Oh, thanks. That's better.
What? Sander asked.
Thank you for stepping off my foot. That really hurt.
Sander was startled into the realization that it was the tree he was leaning against who was talking to him. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know it hurt trees to lean against them. I won't do it again.
Well, hello. Nice to meet you, said the tree, waving his branches at Sander.
The snow from the branches fell all around Sander, and a big old lump of snow landed right on the top of his head.
A snippet of Sander and the Lost Giant from April 8's Songs and Stories. Listen to the fairy tales of April 8 at bedtime, bath time, car time, or any time on WVXU's Podcast Central. There are an iPhone load full of hot new podcasts slated to drop here in the new year, this week and this month. So while we wait for the cool new podcasts like The Atlanta Monster and Marvel's forthcoming Wolverine The Long Night, let's recap PodTrack's top 10 new podcasts of 2017. At number 10, Snap Judgment presents Spooked. Spooked features true-life supernatural stories told firsthand by people who can barely believe it happened themselves. Be Afraid, created in the dark of night by Snap Judgment and WNYC Studios. At number 10, Snap Judgment presents Spooked. At number 9, Oprah's Super Soul Conversations. Oprah's personal selection of her interviews with thought leaders, best-selling authors, spiritual luminaries, as well as health and wellness experts. At number 9, Oprah's Soul Stories. At number 8, Rough Translation. Host Gary Warner tells stories that follow familiar conversations into unfamiliar territory. At a time when the world seems small, it's as hard as ever to escape our own echo chambers. That's at number 8, Rough Translation. At number 7, 30 for 30, original audio documentaries and more from the makers of the acclaimed ESPN 30 for 30 series. Sports stories like you've never heard them before. 30 for 30 is number 7. At number 6, Ear Hustle. Ear Hustle brings you stories of life inside prison, shared and produced by those living in it. At number 6, Ear Hustle. At number 5, Up First from NPR, the biggest stories and ideas from politics to pop culture in 10 minutes. At number 4, The Daily, This Moment Demands an Explanation, and this show is on a mission to find it. It's hosted by Michael Barbaro and powered by the New York Times. At number three, Pod Save America. Four former aides to President Obama are joined by journalists, politicians, comedians, and activists for a freewheeling conversation about politics, the press, and challenges posed by the Trump presidency. At number two, Deborah Newell is a successful interior designer, and she meets John Meehan, a handsome man who seems to check all the boxes. But her family doesn't like John, and they get entangled in an increasingly complex web of love, deception, forgiveness, denial, and ultimately, survival. At number two, Dirty John. And at number one, the podcast from Serial and This American Life, hosted by Brian Reed, about a man named John who despises his Alabama town and decides to do something about it. He asked Brian to investigate the son of the wealthy family who's allegedly been bragging that he's got away with murder. But when someone else ends up dead, the search for the truth leads to a nasty feud, a hunt for hidden treasure, and an unearthing of the mysteries of one man's life. The number one new podcast for all of 2017, S-Town. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources. NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has Earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@WVXU.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.